What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure.
Lord and Creator. upon the water, or calm a troubled sea. But I know a man who can. I can cause blind eyes to open, or make the lame walk again. But I know a man who
say a word here before we start the song. I feel like God laid this on my heart for a reason to say this. When I moved here several years ago, I was working a construction job, and you know, sometimes you feel like you're okay with God. You think everything's going perfect, but then the people that you're around, you've heard it said that the people that you hang around with is who you'll become. And so slowly, over a period of time, that's what happened with me. I fell in. Instead of being the leader, I was the follower. And I found myself in that position when we went around on Monday morning. Everybody said, what'd you do this weekend? What'd you do this weekend? And I said, I went to church on Sunday, and everybody laughed. They laughed. And it was like somebody hit me in the head with a hammer. And I knew that I'd lost the influence that I'd had with the people that I worked with. And that those people, if they died that day, their blood would be on my hands when they stood before God, because I had the chance to witness to them, and I didn't do it. I did the wrong thing. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed for God to give me some way to regain that influence with those people that I worked with. 4 weeks later, I was in an explosion, burned me 38% in my body, third-degree burns, in the hospital 3 months in the burn unit. My mother and dad didn't even know who I was when they looked at me. They went home and prayed. I'm bringing praying into this because it's a big part of it. They went home to get clothes because there was a hotel in the burn unit there. They went home and they prayed in every room of the house, and they got down beside my bed where I was saved at. And they prayed and they begged God to spare my life and to let me live. It's another thing about praying. And I had the guys that I worked with that I begged to get that testimony back with them. They come to see me in the burn unit. They had to dress out all this stuff, and they wanted to talk about, oh, buddy, hey, if you hadn't studied for all the karate all these years and everything and just got your black belt and just got finished up, you wouldn't be here today. And, I mean, it just broke me down. I just motioned for him to lean down there a little closer. And I said,
I wouldn't be here today if God didn't have something else for me to do. And many of them came in, just fell down beside the bed, just broken, because they knew that they could be in the same place that I was in right there. And we have to guard our witness every day, every single day. We can work all of our life, and then we think we're okay, and we're outside of God's will, and we can't help anybody else. We can't even help ourselves. But all that time, there was prayer chains going everywhere, and I truly believe, even though the doctors came in every night for 5 nights and said I wouldn't make it till the next day, there were prayer chains, and the people of God praying is the reason I'm here today. In the name of this song, somebody's praying.
Some